Hi there, are you getting quietly disturbed about what you're seeing going on around the planet? We've got the riots happening in Britain. We've had so many natural disasters. We've got the banking system crashing. We've got governments falling all around the world. What is happening? We all of us must be asking this from deep within ourselves. So this has prompted me to talk about some ideas that I have about the bigger picture. From where I look at it, we've got quantum physicists telling us that everything exists in a sea of all possibilities. Everything exists just as possibility until humans put their attention on one particular thing. And at that point, it moves from being a wave to a particle, which means it moves from being just a possibility into being something that has form and structure. So if we take that knowledge and then transfer that to what's happening in our world, what we see happening is that we know we want change, as evidenced by these riots in Britain. There's a definite move towards change in that society because there's an unequal distribution of wealth, and it seems to be a lot of inequalities for a fair percentage of the population. So change is needed. But the problem is we as a collective humanity have this thought that change can only come with pain and suffering and a lot of turmoil. What if we were to change that thought into something like change comes easily and peacefully? What kind of world could we see emerging if a core number of people held the thought that we could have change come about easily, peacefully, and gracefully? Isn't that an interesting thought? So many, many years ago, the International Meditation Society structured scientific tests to find out what percentage of a population was needed to effect change in the general population. So what they did about 30 or more years ago, they went to war-torn countries and they ran their meditation intensives in these countries. And after much testing, they came to the figure that it was the square root of 1% of the population was needed to be in coherent thought for change to happen at the gross level in that population. So what they proved, when they put a number of meditators into a war-torn country, and those meditators were doing intensive meditation for weeks at a time, and you know, many, many hours a day, so they were bringing their thought waves back into delta and theta, which is a state of coherent harmony. Because they got to that critical number of the square root of 1% of the population, change immediately occurred visibly on the gross level of that population. So how about each one of us starts now? Let's start reprogramming our thoughts. Change happens easily, peacefully, and gracefully. How can we do that? Well, I'm going to post this on my Facebook page and I'll send you a link for